Hello, good evening, everybody. It is Monday, December the 4th, year of our Lord, 2023. It's 8:18 p.m. in the Toronto, New York, Eastern time zone. Hello, we do this show, the Fakeologist show, that is, Sunday through Thursday, around 8 to 8:30. Try and start at 8 o'clock, but sometimes I get busy. Last week, I was so busy because it was the Black Friday week. And I couldn't make it home, and I had to bump Viking Helga off the schedule. I actually didn't do anything. I just came home and went to bed. That's how tired I was. But I did a show Tuesday, but on Wednesday, same thing happened. I had to bump Fake Nukes Phil. So it was
Your favorite.
Well, you're my favorite. Come on. That voice you're hearing in the background is Viking Helga. So we may as well say hello, Viking Helga. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
All right. I usually don't start talking to the guests till the music ends.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's got nine seconds left.
I'm such a newbie. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Here it goes down. Bop, bop. All right, now Viking Helga's on the line. Hello, Viking Helga.
Hello, I'm sorry. I butted in.
That's all right. You don't have to apologize at all. Viking Helga, I think I met you on the Fakeologist Discord. Or maybe not. No, you might have called into the show.
No, I called into the show when Stefan was on, the Sanity for Sweden guy.
Oh, right, because you were a fan of Sanity for Sweden.
Yeah, I was pretty lost back then.
Are you still a fan of him?
Yeah, I think he's a very nice guy. He's really nice.
He blocked me.
He blocked you? Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, because he was going on about Hitler and Germany. And okay. I made a tiny little comment. And what did you do? I just said I said before you're so sure of your position, you should look at this. And I sent a link to something because he's so sure he's right. And that was it. He was on a blocking cavalcade. I like the guy. I'll put a link to his site, but I'm blocked on BitChute. And I'm big on BitChute these days because I finally got the email notifications working. So when I make a comment, I get an email when there's a reply. I like interaction. So if I leave a comment on the website, if there's no way of telling if I get a reply, I'm not going to waste my time. So BitChute.
You know the problem is he lives in Sweden, right?
Yeah.
And Europe is a bit of a hotspot. Some countries are a hotspot for people who worship Hitler. And then he doesn't want to. He has sometimes those people come in and comment. Yeah. And then.
Well, that's what BitChute is. BitChute is we hate Jews and we love Hitler. You have every comment on every video. Has someone who says that. It doesn't even matter what you're talking about.
Yeah. So sometimes he goes on a rant and says to all the Jew haters that they should leave his channel.
Yeah. So that's probably what he did say. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, he's a very nice guy. I like him a lot. But I think he is still too invested in left versus right, and this is good and that is bad, and he can't see that it's all the same thing. And
he's not a fakeologist.
No, he's pretty, I think, for a regular person, he is very informed about a lot of stuff, and he figures things out. He's very smart, but I think he stopped short, you know. Once you get I can't get this about people. Once you figure out that you're being lied to, why would you assume that some things aren't lies? I mean, obviously there can be someone telling you the truth, right? It's possible, but it's just not it's not a smart idea to not go through everything. Why would you stop at let's say 9/11 or nukes or whatever your favorite conspiracy is, right? If you figured out such a big lie, then why would you go back and think, oh no, but this guy is telling us the truth, even though he's from the government or something?
Yeah.
Why? And also, why would you even consider government a legitimate thing once you are made aware of how big this ridiculous lies are, right? Why would you then go back and say, oh no, but I want a government and I want them to obey the constitution or whatever ridiculous idea you still hold in your head? Why would you do that? You can hope for things to get better, but it's all ridiculous. I can't understand this position, this middle of the road position.
Yeah, you have to go all the way.
You have to now, go all the way. Yeah.
Just a quick show note. FakoTube, this is what FakoTube looks like. This is my video platform. As you can see, it doesn't look like it's functioning properly.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. Oh my God, it's so hard to be a podcaster and a vodcaster these days. Just because all these sites are causing difficulties. We just got thrown off Facebook yesterday live. I got deactivated while I was on the air. That was funny.
What are you doing? You are being thrown out. You're being blocked by Stefan. And now
I know. What am I doing? I'm just following the truth.
Facebook. Why?
Facebook is, that's about the fourth time I've been deactivated by Facebook. Oh,
okay. So it's a recurrent thing. Okay.
It's recurrent. So FakoTube is my own platform. Now I update, the software updates every day and I updated it today. And I think he breaks it every other time he updates it. So right now you can see it doesn't look good. So I can't get into FakoTube chat because I can't see anything. You can see it's in going nuts. So we have a YouTube chat going. That's going on. So people have found our YouTube. We're also on D Live. So we're not on Twitter anymore. No one was on there anyway to watch us. So we're on YouTube and D Live. And we also are broadcasting live on the audio, which is what this video, we started off on audio. So that's where we are. So hopefully we're coming through loud and clear there. So if you want to go on D Live, it's fake11.com/DLive or fake11.com/YouTube. And FakoTube, I guess it's not working, but the audio is working. So that's the technical stuff out of the way. So hopefully we'll get that going, but otherwise just listen to the replay or the audio. So you should see all this video fine when it's finishing rendering, I hope, because I use a studio called Restream. So Restream is also saving the video. So if it doesn't make it to FakoTube, because FakoTube also saves the video, then I can move it from Restream manually over to FakoTube. But normally it's all automagic. And I see that Moon Harvest is in the chat and he says, howdy, hello. Yeah, so we met on Sanity for Sweden and I like him. He's sort of my source of news because he will read the news and make comments.
Yeah.
He's still pretty good. I just don't like it. I don't like being blocked by anybody for any reason. So that's very annoying.
Yeah.
Not much we can do there. When you're a commenter, you're subject to that person's rules. And if that's what he wants, then that's what he wants. So. Yeah. And I have been listening to Jim Rizzoli.
Okay.
And he's a pretty cool dude, an older guy, and he does walks and talks. And I'm sort of fascinated by anyone who has a one-track mind. Like, all he talks about is the Holocaust. So he thinks it's the number one thing to understand. But he posts many, many videos in and around the topic that I often find interesting. And it gets my mind going. So I do enjoy getting suggestions from other people. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Also, sometimes people get some kind of audience on one subject.
Yeah.
And then they seem to not ever let go of that thing, even if it has run its course like 10 times over. And instead of reinventing themselves, then they just keep going and going about the same thing, mm-hmm. because the audience expects. So anyway, you know, I want to say something about Calm Card Ken. May
okay.
I?
You, well, you should do most of the talking. You're the guest, so the more you talk, okay. the more I'll be quiet.
No, I don't want you to be quiet at all. You have to help me here because I'm not used to this. I just wanted to say that I met this person, right, Ken, in your Discord the last time I went on there. And he was a very nice conversation partner. And actually, I was expecting him to be around because he asks very good questions. So I really enjoyed. And I tried to contact him, but because he doesn't allow for friend requests on okay. Discord, I tried. I really tried to get him on here. But anyway, I just wanted to make it public somewhere so that whenever he fancies a chat, I would enjoy that. So this is it.
And that's why people should exchange email addresses, because they're far more, they're just a better way to communicate. You're not subject to the platform.
Okay.
For instance, Discord. Discord is what keeps people apart. And you have to be friends and all that kind of stuff. That's why I give out my email. The best way to contact me is emailing me. I'm at fakeologist.com. My email is where I spend most of my time because okay. I'm always there sorting through all my notifications. Like BitChute sends me 200 notifications a day. And most of them I delete, but I do. That's how I try and get through things. I read them really fast. So if you put your email in there, everything comes into my email. So ima@fakeologist.com. That's the best way to reach me. Don't waste your time on Facebook and all these other platforms, because I'm not there all the time because I don't trust them.
No, and you keep and you keep being kicked off, right? So
and everyone should be that way. They should be very weary because they're reading your email and they're going through your stuff. So just be wary that it's not your platform. I own my own email server. It's pretty cheap to do. Everyone should do it. And if you don't, then find a small email serving company like Tutanota or there's a few out there.
And you're saying that people that Google people are reading the emails. Is that what you're saying?
I would say for sure
that Google will read your.
They're listening to me on your Google phone. They do listen. They're listening for keywords because they want to serve you ads. That's a business model. So they're definitely crawling through your email. So
anything very interesting there.
Well, it's just business. It's commerce. But if there's any side effects of going through your stuff to data mine, for instance, if you're saying nasty things, maybe there are trigger words, and maybe they do forward those trigger words on to another entity like the NSA. You don't know. You can just assume they do. So just try and limit yourself.
Okay. And then let's go that route, because you know today I went. It's so ridiculous. Today I went to get my driver's license renewed. And
okay,
it's completely ridiculous here in Brazil because you don't have, it's not that, first of all, you use your driver's license as an ID for everything, right? And so
okay,
and so you have to have that thing, otherwise because people are made to be very scared because of news and media and whatever. And so every building you go nowadays in big cities, even in France, then they have a whole mess of things you have to go through and present your ID and whatever and be registered somewhere so that you can then take the elevator to wherever you need to go. And so wow. You can't just, yeah, it's completely ridiculous because I understand that people are afraid, but if they would turn off that silly TV of theirs, then they would see that it's actually pretty safe around here if you're not overly stupid. So you have to have this thing renewed, and they change the rules every 2 years or something. So okay. 2 years ago, if I would go and renew my license, then it would be valid. But now it's only valid for 5 years. And 2 years I have to go and do that because they just change it all the time. And you can't just go and renew whenever you want. They call you in and they give you a time frame in which you have to do it. And it's all completely ridiculous. But then I was going to do that, and it's near my house, so I can walk there. And
yeah.
Okay. And so my brother tries to text me while I'm on it, and then I just tell him that I take a picture of the street and say, listen, I'm on the street, I can't text right now. And he goes all crazy, like, put your phone away. What are you doing with your phone out?
Wow.
And yeah, it's ridiculous. And as he's saying that, I pass a homeless person, which is mm-hmm. typing away on his smartphone, right?
He's not that homeless.
No, he's homeless. He's homeless. It's just that in Brazil, every cat and dog has a smartphone. It's really
okay. It's the same. No one, it's the same around the world, by the way. Don't
yeah.
you think?
No one will. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But no one will come and steal my phone because.
Oh, I see. He's worried someone's going to grab your phone.
Yeah, because everyone has a phone. Everyone has 2-3 phones here. It's really a sickness.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why do they have 2 phones? I have to admit, I have 2 phones. Why? Because every year one network goes down for the whole day, and it really messes me up. So I do have a backup phone.
Yeah, this is one thing. But people are also very paranoid, and so they have one phone for the banking apps and another phone to go out on the street.
Because interesting. So they don't want to mix their banking with their other activities.
Yeah, yes. And then when they're on the street and they need to pay something, then they don't have the stupid banking phone with them. And so everything is a mess. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but my brother, who is a very nice guy, but completely normie, he watches TV. And so he's very scared that someone will grab my phone.
Well, what's the worst thing that can happen? That means you can go get a new phone, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is one thing, but no one will get my stupid phone. No one wants that crap. Yeah. Everyone has a phone. And so I'm trying to tell him that nothing is going to happen. And the conversation is very disjointed because I'm telling him from this perspective, right, that nothing is going to happen. This is ridiculous. You don't have to be that afraid of anything anymore. But he is trying to make me scared with all his information that he has downloaded from the TV so that I put my stupid phone away. And this is how I have been feeling lately, that if you're just going about your life and you're happy and unafraid, people have a hard time dealing with that because they don't even understand how you are not cowering in fear behind bars and asking for ID from the pizza guy and hiding your phone. You should see the conversation. My brother has a whole strategy of hiding his phone in his pants in a way that if someone would try to grab it, he would, I don't know, see it from miles away. It's so ridiculous. And
well, is there a lot of street crime in Brazil? I don't know where. I'm looking at the map of Brazil. It's one of the biggest countries in the world, I think, and certainly the biggest country in South America. And is it safe or unsafe? Or I don't even know where you are, because it's a huge state.
I'm in the biggest city. I'm in São Paulo. It's kind of Brazilian New York.
Down here. There it is.
12 million people piled up.
Allegedly.
What allegedly? No, I live here.
Well, no allegedly.
It's ridiculous.
Is it that? Okay. So it's the biggest city. The capital is actually Brasilia, which is way up here in the middle.
Yeah. Brasilia is such a
it's the capital
place. It's a made-up capital. It wasn't the capital. The capital was Rio de Janeiro. And then they just created this. Yes.
Did you say Rio?
Rio de Janeiro. So Rio de Janeiro. Rio de Janeiro.
Okay,
it was the capital for a
Is Rio River?
Rio de Janeiro? January River.
January River.
So it was the capital for a long time. And then some idiot created Brasilia out of nowhere and moved the capital to Brasilia for some bizarre reason that I don't even know why.
They wanted to build it from scratch. They probably wanted to build it from scratch. I think in Australia, Canberra is the same way.
And it's a horrible place because it's really hot and it's all concrete. So
it's got a lot of roads. Look at that. It's got the roads like a red eye.
Yeah.
Little but capillaries so back, running everywhere.
Back to your question, if it's safe or not.
Yes.
So São Paulo is a huge, huge city. So it's like it's more or less like New York. I know some American people will get pissed at this, but really, New York, I think, would be very, very nice too, and in a way, very similar.
Well, because Google has been mining in Brazil. Let me show you something really interesting, real quick.
Okay.
If you look at Google Maps, you see at the bottom right, there's this little person. There's this little icon that's the shape of a person. If you take them and drag them to anywhere in Brazil, it lights up on the map everywhere where the Google car has driven to take an image.
Yeah.
So you can can you see that on your screen?
Yes. Brazil is actually very much into internet and
I can tell. So look, I'll drop the little guy in the middle of Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Pick a random street. And then that gives me a view of wherever he landed. So there's Sao Paulo.
Yeah. This is one of the poorer places, right? I don't know exactly
Rue
where
Comandante Taylor.
Yeah, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's really huge. It's really huge. So there are places in São Paulo which are very, very safe, normal, big city kind of places. Can you go somewhere less horrible? Because this is really must be very, very, very far away from the center of São Paulo.
Well, I'd have to pick somewhere. You have to tell me where to put the
No. Okay. Go to their Vila Mariana or go to Jardins there. Jardins.
Tell me which way. Let me start in the middle.
Where no, a little bit
where do you, want me to see? Put him?
There, just drop him there. There's right here? A good place. Yeah, just put him there.
Okay.
You can put him there.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. See, this is the, this is most of São Paulo looks like this. It's okay. It's a very good. Nice. It's yeah. It's a very nice place to live.
Nice cars. Looks like very nice apartment buildings.
Yes, looks it's like, all. Yeah. It's all like that. Most places you go, you can just live normally. You can see people are very into gates and what I was telling you, but it's fences. Really not all that. It's not really dangerous. Not. Yeah, I'm not scared at all.
Does it snow it, there?
Snow? No.
Never snows. Snow. Okay.
No, never snows.
I'm interested already.
No, never snows. It's actually over 30 degrees here. So very, very hot. Yes. So anyway, but if you go, let's say you go to a more rural area, then if you don't really know how to go about Brazil, then you can get into a lot of trouble.
Okay. Right?
Because let's say I was talking to a person who lives in Europe, and he suggested a trip through Brazil with a, how do you say, those mobile homes.
All right.
That you can park anywhere. So this is a very European idea that you can just
call it a caravan or a camper van or
a camper van. Yeah, this
RV is recreational vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is a very European idea that you just that you can just park anywhere and it's safe and people won't just rob and rape you and kill you afterwards.
Really?
So these are the type of things that you can't be stupid in Brazil. You can't just assume that you can park a vehicle anywhere and no one will come to bother you or rob you or rape you or kill you. Because you don't know who is living in remote areas. So you have to know. Really, you have to kind of know how to go about Brazil. If you know how to go,
Mato Grosso. That's safe.
Yeah, not it. Everything is. This is what I'm trying to say. Everything is safe if you're not stupid. If you're not stupid, then you can go wherever you want in Brazil, and nothing will happen to you. But if you're a bit dense and find it very interesting to go visit, let's say, favelas, which is kind of a...
This is the Amazon. This is the state of the Amazon I'm in now. Look at that. Whoa.
Yeah. Some people come to Brazil and want to visit these slums, right? Because they see them in movies.
The favelas.
Favelas. Yeah, and then they want to see how it is. And it's so ridiculous because there are some favelas that have created an area for tourists.
Where tourist they, traps.
Yeah. And so they have even rules on how the houses they build have to look like because they have to look very poor and
you can't look very too good.
Yeah, they have to look even worse than the regular ones so that then tourists can go there and see, oh my God, these people are so poor people. And they put on that show. But the problem is that favelas are actually places where drug lords have their lair. Right. And not all of them, but some favelas have this this structure so that they are protected by the regular people that live there. And so if you have the bad luck of kind of going to a favela that has that problem, it's not really a problem. It's more like a normal thing, right? But if you're not versed in where you can go and where you can't, then you sometimes will get into these people's territory, and then you really can get killed because they don't know who you are. They don't know what you're doing there. And so...
would they take your phone first and then kill you?
I don't think they wait to take your phone. But listen, if you're just lost, let's say you're just lost, right? You're not a problem for them.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. If you know how to go about it, let's say you just got lost and you stumbled into a drug lord territory. And then they come and talk to you. If they see that you're really just a dork that wandered in there and you're not a problem, sometimes they even escort you out and just say, you know, you can't come here. This is not good for you. Please go away. You know, so it's
you're
not
gonna get in trouble. Get out of here before I rob you.
Yeah, no, they won't rob you. They have a lot of money. They are just hiding there. So
I see.
It's not really. This is what I mean. You have to understand where you are going and what you're doing, and you can't be stupid. So, stupid, naive, gullible people shouldn't venture going about by themselves in places like Brazil. You really have to, you really have to have a bit of training. You know, when I was a teenager, I used to do that for European visitors. This was one of my... Not a tour guide, no. I just educated them on some stupid things that Europeans like to do because they don't understand how third world countries work. And so I just help them with clothing and manners and what they should and shouldn't do so that they can enjoy Brazil and not have a bad experience. And really, it's not that hard. It's just some silly things that you have to learn to go about Brazil without being robbed or...
So you don't get into trouble. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Brazil. You live in Brazil. You've lived there your whole life?
Yeah, I lived here.
You were born there, you said, I think.
Yes, I was born here. Some in your chat with the nickname Stupid said, I take it I shouldn't go to Brazil. Yeah, if you're really stupid, then no. But if you're just joking... Then I think
he's not stupid. He's the moderator for us at YouTube, so he's got a wrench.
So his
that's just his name. It's hard to take stupid. It's hard to take stupid seriously though because of his name. It's very difficult to get over the cognitive dissonance of his name. But he's a good guy. He's a regular supporter here at Fakeologist, so we appreciate Stupid.
Yeah, I understand. I got it. It was a nice
joke. It is a triggering name though.
Why?
No, it does trigger me.
Yeah, really, why?
Because it's stupid. If his name was Idiot, it would also trigger me if his name was Idiot.
Yeah, so but it's kind of nice, right? Because he knows how to get under people's skin. I like him already.
Yeah, I do. I love Stupid. I can't even remember his real name anymore. It's clouded away. Okay. Yeah, we got a great audience. We got a regular audience. I don't know if you come here every day, but we have a regular crowd here. So I'll just say hi to Moon Harvest, Skate and Destroy, Kevin Mooring, and of course Stupid, and I think An Ounce of Salt Per Day. There's quite a few people that are usually on FakoTube, but I think we can say FakoTube is officially not working tonight. So luckily, the good people at Google have given us YouTube, and it still works. Now, if nothing else works, there is DLive, like I just said, because we're not on Feces Book anymore. So we do have DLive as well, but I expect FakoTube to be back. I don't expect that it's anything, if anything malicious. I think it's just another bad software update that didn't get tested properly. So if, and ironically, the developer of FakoTube is in Brazil. And so not a good showing for our Brazilian software developer when we have a Brazilian guest on. So
I think I'm not making a good case for Brazil at all, right?
You want to say something in Portuguese to Daniel and tell him to smarten up and get FakoTube working? You can say it in Portuguese to him loudly. Maybe that'll work.
Do you want me to?
Yes, say it to him.
Okay,
say, Daniel,
okay, so
get
the
working. You're screwing up my show.
Okay,
are we not paying enough?
Okay, so his name is Daniel, and he is the developer for FakoTube. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so I will say it so that you have something interesting, because yeah. I think I have been blabbering about drug lords, and it's so ridiculous because this is such a minor problem, really. Okay. Olá, Daniel. Meu nome é Viking Helga e eu estou tentando fazer show aqui no Fakeologist e parece que o FakeTube não está funcionando corretamente. Então, o Fakeologist me pediu para falar para você, por favor, colocar o site funcionando, porque ele precisa muito do seu serviço. Ok? Obrigado. Valeu.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I have no idea what you said, but let me see if it played. Hold on. Oh, wait. No, I think I had the wrong setting there. We'll have to clip it and give it to him if he doesn't wake up. And I see in the chat that an ounce of salt per day, a regular on Thursdays, he is now a grandfather. So congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Australia nice. Growing. So there's our felicitations to you, Uncle Frank. Way to go. So where should we go next? So you heard me and Sanity talking back in the day.
Yeah, and now you're blocked, and now you're out of Facebook too.
maybe I should try and reconcile with Sanity and just say hi, because he does have a huge audience, and that is the whole reason why I go on other shows if I'm allowed.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think you should. If you think what you think, and if you're honest about what you believe or think, then you shouldn't be much concerned with what anyone else is thinking of you, right? Because
you can't just
go there and apologize and grovel. And what's the point of that? If he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. If he's going to be a big baby, then it's okay. This is his place, and I think he's worse off, because what's the point? Why would he be offended by something? This is so ridiculous. It's the internet.
Yeah, you're right.
People say stuff. You just shrug it off. It's not important, right?
Okay. I just wanted to get more of his audience over to Fakeologist. That's all.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, then maybe you should be nice to him.
No, I'm not going to change, Helga. You're right. Just stick to the way I am, and I'll stick to my research. And I try and have a big tent here of people that are interested in media fakery, even if they think Hitler's the greatest, because I'm really interested in the people that can see through the lies.
Why would people even think that Hitler is a real person?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Have you seen Les Luthor talk about that, supposedly, that guy that wrote the book he's always talking about?
Mein Kampf?
No, not Mein Kampf. Les Luthor is always talking about a book. Let me see if I have it here.
I'll have to. Let me find Les Luthor here.
The double cross system. He's always talking about a book called The Double Cross System, right? It's a book
written. I didn't know that's a book. Okay.
Okay. He's always talking about that. All his theories started because of this book, I reckon. because he's always talking about it. And supposedly, the writer's name is J.C. Masterman, which is so ridiculous. Yeah, this is a ridiculous name because J.C. is obviously a stand-in for Jesus Christ. Yeah, and Masterman, come on, Masterman, really? This is a last name. You can't believe. No. So
where does he where does he link to that book? I must have missed that.
Oh, I don't know. He just talks incessantly about that and on his podcast or whatever. So I even bought the stupid book.
Where did you find his podcast? Because I'm a subscriber. I'm a patron.
On YouTube. On YouTube. Oh, okay. He talks incessantly on YouTube, and then he has a show with some
lady
that's called Emily Moyer. And he
you a sponsor of him as well? Is that how you got to his show?
No, I just followed him on Twitter.
Okay, so he puts the show on Twitter as well.
He mentioned. Let me see. He mentioned on Twitter about his YouTube videos, and so I found him there. And then from his videos there, I found him on Emily Moyer. And I have listened to some of his recording, a lot of his recordings, really, because I really like what he does.
Emily
Moyer, yeah. I think I really like his stuff. I really like Les. He's very smart. But he talked incessantly of this Double Cross System book, which I bought. And it's really not that great, because I think I think it's made up. I think it's really all made up. It's all lies from
page one.
Where do you find anything on the internet? I just bought it on.
No, I'm just on Amazon. It on Amazon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, on Amazon.
The Double Cross. Okay.
System. Yeah. I got a very nice edition from the Folio Society, so it looks very, very official and true, but it's clearly not. But the interesting bit is that even Les commented on that. There is a picture of the alleged J.C. Masterman, and if you look at it and you compare J.C. Masterman to pictures of Hitler, it is uncanny. They look exactly alike.
Okay, I'm going to download it. It's on archive.org, so I'll download.
Yeah, just if you just put.
Oh, it said his name is John Cecil Masterman.
Yeah, it's.
But you
it's
don't believe that.
I don't believe any. I don't believe even this book is about something real. But it's okay. But if you look at the picture that is put in there of this J.C. Masterman, and then compare it to pictures of Hitler, it's really uncanny. They look very, very alike. And one of the theories of Les is that it is the same person, the same actor or whatever. He has that thing that he thinks everyone's an actor, right? I don't know. I don't subscribe to any theories about reality anymore. But either way, it's very interesting if you look at the pictures, mm-hmm. because the resemblance is very striking. So what baffles me is that people pick their favorite avatar, right, from the media or history or whatever you want to talk about. So they just pick someone, and then they are rooting for this person. And why would these people be real? Why would they even exist as they are told to us that they exist? Mm-hmm. Why would anyone... This is what... we talked about this on the beginning of the show. Why would anyone think that any part is actually how it is presented to us? Once you go through one deception, why not extend this possibility to everything else that is official? Why not? Why believe in books and stories as anything other than fiction and allegories? I don't even mind, right? It's not that I'm saying, it's not that I'm crusading against it. I just think the awareness has to be there that the probability of anything that is presented to us being true is so minute that it's better if you just assume it's all lies. And then if something is true, then it will hit you over the head long enough and you will find out that it is true. You don't need to go one by one being lied to and believing like a stupid person and being disillusioned over and over. You just can write everything off. And then if anything stands, then that may be true. And then you go from there. So I don't understand people rooting for Hitler or for any of these characters. Why not Darth Vader then? Darth Vader is more interesting.
So in this book somewhere, there's a picture of so-called J.C. Masterman, and you say it's a...
Yes, it's on the... Yeah, it's on the... In the beginning, I think you don't have a good copy there.
Yeah, Just write
on Google J.C. Masterman and the picture will come up.
Okay.
And then write Hitler and then compare.
Is this a story? Was this basically the story about the deciphering?
Yeah, about how they
about
how allegedly Britain used German spies and made fools of German spies to have them work for them. This is the whole theory of Les Luthor, is that everyone is working for the XX, which which are these people, the they people, right? The hidden they people who are pulling the strings of everyone and making them do things. I'm sorry that I'm laughing. It's just so ridiculous. So this army of invisible people, and he says it like that, invisible people, that have advanced technology, much more advanced than any of us, right? They know everything, and they manipulate us with memes and information and magic, real magic, right? He really believes that. And so everyone in the whole world is working for the XX, unbeknownst to them. And this is his idea. But aside from this idea, which is pretty crazy, and I don't mind crazy ideas, I think they're fun, but it is pretty crazy. Because you're just, if you believe then this kind of insanity, then you're just trading one insanity for another, right? But yeah. It's okay. I like him a lot. I think his ideas are great, even the crazy ones. I'm very much into crazy ideas. I always were into crazy ideas. It's just, I don't think it's...
Moon Harvest likes your stuff. He says, great stuff, Viking.
Thank you, Moon Harvest. Thank you. So anyway, I just think it's not very useful to trade one insanity, like believing left versus right or any of these ideas, and then trade it for another conspiracy idea that will terrify you also. Right, it's like these people who then go about Satanist eating babies, which is also so silly. But I understand that people have a hard time letting go of fear. I understand that. Fear is very addictive. Fear makes you think that you have a purpose in life, right? Because if you're fearful of something, then you can externalize all your problems on that nemesis that you have to fight against, instead of just sitting your butt down and thinking why your life is crap and dealing with your fears up front and then fixing your own life instead of blaming some external they people or genies or reptilians or whatever, and getting all worked up about something that is outside of you and imaginary, and diverting all your creative energy to fighting something that isn't even there. But so aside from this insanity, because he really believes that there are these invisible day people that make us do stuff. Aside from that, his stuff is very good. And I would recommend anyone to go to his YouTube channel. I'm not getting paid to do this.
No, we gotcha.
Yeah, but his stuff is really very good about illusion warfare.
Yes, I've put a couple of his things on FakoTube. Let me look it up, Aaron.
Let me redeem myself. Go on FakoTube. Go on FakoTube and watch Les Luthor's stuff there.
It's only got 927 subscribers, so they don't promote him at all. But I'll put him in the show notes. Be show note number 4.
Yeah.
Les Luthor's YouTube channel.
He has been putting out very good explanation videos about his theories. So if you go through them, then it really helps people to clue in on how insane the deception, the media deception is. You know, I don't know if it was him or someone else, or it was on Emily Moyer's podcast. I don't know. But they had, I saw some silicone dummies made of, you know, they look exactly like real people. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. If those things were filmed and then exploded and then legs were flying about, you would think that those are people, that they are dead, that those are corpses. And so I think this kind of material is very good, especially for normie friends or family members, because once people can see that you can have a full body fake person in the media, it's easier to get them from that to listen. Don't be stupid. People are lying to you all the fucking time. Just turn that thing off and go live your life, right?
Yeah.
and don't bother about imaginary day people. They don't exist. They are in your head. And this is how they control you, because you create these things in your head and then they take over, because it's a concept, right? It's a silly concept. It's an imagination. You put it in there. You give your authority to that ridiculous idea you just put in there. And then your life is over, because you will fight this illusion for the rest of your life if you don't clue in that you are doing that. That you are creating everything. You're creating all these stories inside your head. And, yes, I'm talking like a crazy person too.
No, it's not. It's good. Yeah. Should I play a bit of Les Luthor? Did you look at his latest thing?
The poll? Yeah.
I'll just give people a taste, because some people are not going to go over there unless they see this. Good music.
You live in the twilight world. Let's do another quick recording, man. And today I want to talk about the pole shifting, because that seems to be quite an interesting topic. It always comes up now and again, right? So for those that don't know, I guess it's within the geoscientific world. There's a lot of fear monger that one day there will be a pole shift. And by the way, this is not, this is just a random picture I got off the internet. Yeah. So I don't want to hear any kind of flat earth, round earth stuff. This is just a picture. Yeah. I don't really care what shape the earth is. So anyway, yeah. The geoscientific kind of community ramping up the fear that one day north and south will suddenly flip around, creating all kinds of chaos regarding weather and...
Okay, that's Les Luthor. I'm going to save that. I didn't listen to this, but I'll listen to that. Yeah.
This is one of his theories. I don't agree, by the way, but it's okay. I like a lot. I like his stuff on illusion warfare. It's the best stuff out there. If you don't know that war is a complete hoax and that nothing is going on, then
it's a hard concept, but it is. Yeah, I agree with it.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, everything he said,
Twilight World, let's do another quick recording. I will try and keep this one nice and short so I can get it up on Instagram. Not that I like Instagram, but I know there's a lot of people that only use Instagram. And of course, they don't get to see a lot of my content. So, you know, we've got to try and include them, right? So yeah, this one is called Gaza City, the next theater of war. Now, you don't have to be an expert in illusion warfare to work out that Gaza City is next up.
By the way, I'm trying to get Les on the show. He's hard to pin down. Very hard to pin down. And the reason I'm a subscriber to him, but he puts his video or audios on Patreon and I can't download them easily. Patreon is such a annoying.
Yeah, platform. You know, forget about that. He puts all his content on YouTube eventually.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the Emily Moyer audios. I don't really like listening to her. She talks too much. But well, because I want to hear.
I talk too much too.
No. But you're the guest. Nobody wants to hear me. They want to hear the guest. But okay. Les doesn't get to speak all that.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Yeah, I noticed that too. I don't particularly enjoy her shows, but I enjoy Les very much. So the concept of illusion warfare is very good. I really like it. It seems like I'm in love with the person or something. It's not that. It's very good. It's a very good content. Yeah, but you have to be aware that he believes in shaitans and genies and some alien technology. So don't get that. If you just stop at illusion warfare and then stop there. Don't go believing.
Well, my last night's guest believes in UFOs. So you never know where people are going to go. They're so good on some things, but then they go off in a la la.
No, it's okay. I mean, if you enjoy, right? If you enjoy believing in UFOs or gods or whatever concepts you have in your head and that make you feel good, this is fine. I'm just saying if you're trying to get a grip on what this world is really like, then just and you're not very bought into any idea of your own, which is fine, then I don't think you should adopt the idea of someone else. Mm-hmm. At least if you figure out that something that you want to believe in and that is good for you, then I think this is fine. I have no problem with beliefs of any kind that people come by themselves. I just don't like the idea that I'm saying, go see Les Luthor's stuff, and then people getting co-opted into his insanity, right? Because he's sane up to a point, and then he has these beliefs that I don't think it's good for people to change one insanity for another. If you have one insanity, then either get out of it or stay there, because it's at least it's your insanity, right? It's something you dreamed up. So eventually you will grow out of it, your mm-hmm. own illusions. It's people do that all the time. I do it, you do it. We have illusions in our heads.
Yeah.
This is what our mind does. It creates scenarios and to help us do stuff in the world. But the problem is if you dream up something that is wrong, because it was your mind that put that thing together, you know how it came about. And so if you then find that you were wrong, it's very easy to dismantle that structure and put something else in there. But if you adopt a belief from another mind that isn't your own, then you don't know how that thing came about. And so it's very hard, once you buy into a belief that you didn't create yourself, some illusion you didn't put together yourself, it's very hard to get out of it. Especially if a lot of people believe in that concept. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why it's so hard for people to get out of cults, or for people to stop believing in government or something, because everyone around them is corroborating that story. And it wasn't a creation of their own. They didn't reason it out. So it's very hard to get away from illusions that you just swallow from the outside. And this is why I say, if you go watching truther videos or truther channels, which are very nice, really, truthers are my favorite people ever.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that if you expose yourself to these kinds of ideas, that you draw a line in, you draw a line dividing the work that these people do, which is very good work in dismantling the illusions that you hold. And the other part is they then have their own illusions, which is normal, but you shouldn't buy into them. If you're going to have some illusions in your head, then at least come up with them yourself, because those are safe. You can build up a theory on how you think the world works. Even if it's wrong, it's not a problem, because if you put that together by your own reasoning, you know all the parts, you know how it came about. You're not buying into a belief. You're just trying to figure shit out. And so you can go back in there with your mental tools and reshape it whenever you learn that it is wrong. So this is my only kind of warning, because I'm just saying that because it's so easy. When I started looking at this stuff, I fell into a lot of silly ideas, and until I figured out that people tend to get one fear out and put another one in. Because fear is very seductive, right? Mm-hmm. It's you get used to fear. And I have a friend who is afraid of everything. She's a normie, but a kind of bright normie, right? So she can see that there is something wrong, but she's not ready to let things go. Mm-hmm. So when I told her that she should just chill, right, and that nothing was real, war wasn't real, any of that crap, she literally asked me, if I won't be afraid of any of this, what should I be afraid of?
She wanted to replace it with something else, yeah.
It was such an alien idea to just
be at ease, just relax.
Just relax, because nothing is going on. And after you go over the anger of having been lied to and having wasted your time in fear and worry about things that will never happen, really, because they're not real, right? And the other thing that is, I think, a bit disconcerting is that you suddenly understand that everything that you quote-unquote know is really just garbage, right? You can't use that thing for anything. You have to throw it all away. And so this is also a hard step for people to just understand that all those cherished ideas, things that you thought you knew, that you really can't count on that. You really have to start from scratch. And so it's very disconcerting for people to just not be afraid and then go out the door one day and say, you know what? I know nothing. Everything that was told to me was a lie. And so I have to figure this out by myself. This is very, very hard for people, I notice. It's like you don't replace it with anything. You just say to them, you know what? You have a brain. You are a human being. You are capable of figuring this out on your own terms. Mm-hmm. But it's too scary. This is more scary than being scared of imaginary Satanists or something.
Yeah.
That are eating babies, right? This is easier. It's easier to trade one fear of war, let's say, and then replace it with, oh yeah, there are Satanists eating babies, right? Instead of just starting from a clean slate, because there's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah. There's no baseline. You don't even know where to go.
Exactly.
You should come to Fakeologist because we can give clues to how to think.
Yeah.
We all wiped the slate a long time ago. So we're all of us, at least I do. I admit I don't know everything. I know I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm not certain of anything. And if someone is certain of something that they say is the truth, and I'm pretty sure they're wrong.
Yeah. Listen, I just read a comment from Stupid.
All right.
I really it's a strange phrase, but I really like Stupid.
Yes.
He said Viking said stupid 66 times. And I'm really sorry, but he should know that English is not my first language. And so
it's about when your third language, isn't
it? It's my third language. And so when I'm trying to talk off the cuff, sometimes I have a very limited vocabulary. And once my brain goes to one word, he just repeats that word endlessly. And it's really not a very good image of myself. But it happens. So
it's all right.
I'm None sorry. I'm here. Sorry.
No, nobody here can speak more than one language, and we can barely speak English here. So you're okay. You're way ahead of us. You people that don't live in North America, you do much better at the languages than any of us here, because we're really stupid when it comes to language. I'll speak for myself, but I know.
Thank you for saying it once, so that
I know the majority of us can agree with me.
No, I'm saying the word I was saying 66 times at least once, so that I'm not the only one saying
it. And you can read the rest. He says, and she drops F-bombs. I like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that too.
That's all right. We don't censor here, not too much. Just don't go talking about chemtrails all day long, because then we'll just have to change topics because it's boring. But I do agree with geoengineering. I agree that's a real thing. I just don't know if they can make a hurricane or an earthquake at this point. But they can sure simulate one in the media. That's for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I also like Moon Harvest's comment.
All right, what did he say?
He's saying, if you never question where the ideas in your head come from, then you're clearly not in touch with yourself. And this is very true. So thank you, Moon Harvest. This was a very keen observation of yours.
he's an astute observer of humanity, because he's a barista.
Really? Wow, this is great.
Somewhere
this
in great. Port Macquarie, Australia. He's Rick's barista.
Okay. Okay.
Rick of Rick and Rollo every Saturday or Sunday or both on the Fakeologist audio chat, of which you have participated in. So
yeah,
and we'll put up a Stupid's comment on the screen just for a second here.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. You don't have to be sorry. You're good. Yeah. Oh, we've been going about an hour and a half, and I don't, I usually stick to an hour and a half.
Oh, right. Okay.
Weekdays, because I do get up early in the morning. Tomorrow, I actually have to get up pretty early. So,
okay.
The audio chats that we've talked on in the past, they go on for hours, usually because I have way more time on the weekends. And you have participated in some of the audio chats. So if anyone wants to look them up, you could just go to fakeologist.com, the main site.
Yeah, I was such a newbie.
But you
I'm pretty sure.
You've been on for hours. If I just type in Viking Helga under search, look at all these audio chats with Viking Helga. Yeah. Here we go. Look.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a link to this page.
You can really see how I climbed out of a very deep hole I was in. When I first arrived at your show, yeah. I was so naive. I think so. Yeah. And it's funny because I always liked strange ideas, and I was always trying to figure things out. But yeah. I had no idea. I had no idea how deep it went. So when I came on the first times, I was really naive. And man, it seems like a lifetime ago. So anyway, I'm much happier now since I met all the nice people of the truth scene. You really are my favorite people of all people in the world. Even people who have crazy ideas and theories that I don't share, I rather talk to you guys than go back to normie world, which is just
destroying.
No, you can't
talk with them anyway. They talk about the weather and politics, and that's about it, and what they ate for dinner last night. There's really not a whole hell of a lot to talk about with normies, and we all realize that when we have the normal get-togethers like Christmas or Thanksgiving, and we really figure out, oh, man, there's so much I want to talk about, but not
you
here.
Can't. No, you can't. You can't. It's impossible. Although, if you don't mind people calling you crazy to your face.
No, they don't usually do
that. Which I don't anymore. The level of not caring is like orders of magnitude higher than it ever was with me. So then you can talk about whatever you want, and people just have to deal. Really. It's not important.
Well, anyway. I think that's why people like to come here, because even a lot of the people that come in the chat, they don't even listen to the show. They just like to talk to each other because they know they have a lot in common. But no, most of them do listen to the show. I'm just kidding. But people do like to have groups to belong to. And this is the group of outsiders and people that look outside the box.
This is a sentence that shouldn't be uttered ever. A group of outsiders is an oxymoron. You can't have that, right? You can't have a group of outsiders.
So outsiders can't get together?
They can get together, but they're never a group because they're outsiders. The sentence doesn't make any sense.
Okay. All right. So we can't come into a group. Escape Destroy says he's been listening to the archive of audio chats at work lately. They're awesome. Don't know why it took me so long to check them out. Well, they are posted on the main blog. I used to keep them separate because a lot of crazy stuff was talked about. But then people couldn't find them. So, yeah, they're back on the main blog, but they do have their own page. If you go to fakeologist.com/podcasts, it's one of these pages here, and you'll find all the links to the old shows. Now, on your favorite podcast player, it usually only goes back about 500, but we have 1,329 audio chats. The average one is 2 to 3 hours. So if you do the math, that's thousands of hours of audio. And it's not just me talking. So if you want to hear other people talk, you will hear them. And it's pretty interesting. It's interesting stuff. The calls go everywhere and there's noises. And we used to play sound effects and we played music too. So they're pretty amazing. It's an amazing library, if nothing else, of voices. And a lot of people are gone from Fakeologist, and they've gone for good. But a lot of people go and come back, and then they go away again. So they're pretty awesome. So they're all free. It's all value for value. You just pay what you think the show is worth. And if it's $1 a month or a coffee or a donut or both, then you just pay it forward. And I know John the Bond, he hates it when I say donate, but you know what? Value for value does work. The No Agenda Show, I'm going to say this till the end of time because I can't believe it. They must have raised $30,000 last week, $30,000, because they were giving out little doctors of media deconstruction. That's what they call themselves. So all the people on the show. So if I give you guys a certificate of fakeology, I give you all doctorates in fakeology, would you pay for that? Would you pay $1,000? Because that's what No Agenda people did. It blows my mind, but there's something about that. There's something about people receiving something, some kind of honorarium, some sort of recognition, some sort of public document that,
you know what, you should give tokens or whatever to your listeners instead of to your talkers, you know, because your show is about listening, not
But how would I know? Yeah, so they'd have, yeah, so a certificate or a token or something. Okay, a set of earphones. Should I sell them Fakeologist headphones?
Yeah.
For $500 donation. Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe for people who have donated, then you can have little gifts, you know?
Yeah, but I'd have to mail it out. That sounds like a lot of work. But, right now, my gift to you is the website,
okay,
the audio, FakeoTube when it works. I need a refund for this month. Come on, Daniel. I don't know what you're doing. Test the damn software before you publish it. That's all I can say. So right now, FakeoTube's a mess. But tomorrow, it'll be probably fine. But this video will be put up somewhere. I'm going to put it up I'll put it up on BitChute tonight. Fake11.com/BitChute. I do get quite a few people commenting and looking on BitChute. I guess BitChute is kind of hot right now. I don't know why. I think it's going to be flushed down the toilet soon. But here it is here. My last show from last night has 38 views. Let me look here. I get this one here with... this is 2 years old. No, 1.5 years. It got 1,000 views on BitChute. September Clues, 2,000 views. So BitChute has some viewers. So I'll probably put it on BitChute tonight because FakeoTube obviously is probably not working. And thanks Viking Helga so much for joining. You can come back anytime. I can make you a regular guest if you want to chat.
I don't know if I have much to say, but I just want to thank everyone who is being so nice in the comments and thanking us for the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's so polite of them first of all, they donate their time and listen to us go on about things, and then they even thank us for wasting their time. So
no, I think it's very a waste of time. Come on.
I think it's very nice. It's just I don't think I have that much to say, but I'm very grateful that
you have a lot to say. You're very interesting. You have a different view, pretty much. If you have a fakeologist point of view, so we all understand you.
Okay.
So yeah, you can come back anytime. I'm thinking of making Mondays Vaccine Injury Day. I know that's kind of off Fakeologist topic, but I really do think...
Come on, don't do that.
You don't like that idea? Oh,
no,
see?
I don't. I really don't. I think it's just... Why trap people in that soul trap? Why do that to them? Mm. Haven't they gone through enough? You know... people who believe that they will then manifest this they will somatize this thing. I don't know. I don't think
you're against it.
No, I'm not against it. I think it's your place. You do whatever you want. And people just have to deal, right? If you think it's a good idea, then you should do it. But I don't think it's, I wouldn't like that karma on my soul.
Did Epic Souls give me a head slap? Is that what that symbol is? I can't quite see it. It's too small. I think Epic Souls is agreeing. He doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good. I wouldn't do if I.
Bad karma.
I think it's very, very bad karma to make people believe that they are going to get sick because of whatever motive there is. Because people do somatize things, and yeah. So if you're whatever it is that you are selling, right? Even if it's with a good intention, which I do believe that it is with a very good intention that you would do that show, yeah. But you can't know if people won't then suffer because of it. So I wouldn't do it for that reason.
Okay. Well, I'll think it through. Well, maybe you can come back Mondays then. We'll talk to you.
Okay. Let's see how this pans out.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll talk to you next time. And
okay.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody.